Hello, Hannah, how are you?
Hi there, how are you? I'm great, thanks.
That's good to hear. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You know what? No worries.
So what first inspired you to don a prosthetic mermaid tail? Were you already involved in the community, or was it just something you'd kind of seen and were interested in trying out?
So I've been a professional mermaid for almost 7 years now. So I was only 14 at the time. And I guess that was just after like H2O sort of was out of my 12-year-old life. And I always like loved it, and I did theatre, and I was cast as Ariel, the Little Mermaid, on like a musical production. And after we did the show and things, I was looking at cool costumes that I'd saved for Pinterest, and I basically looked everywhere for somewhere I could buy one of these tails and make one, and I ended up getting it from the States.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, and it's changed my life slightly.
Yeah, it sounds like it did. So you started when you were 14, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how old are you now?
I'm 21.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. So you've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, and I've got a whole team now. So I've actually got like 30 staff members.
Wow.
Mermen and mermaids who work for me. And it's really fun. And there's a whole community around Australia now. 3 years ago, there was like 15 of us. And now there's like heaps of us. It's like blown up over the last 2 years.
Yeah,
and
wow.
We all know each other on Facebook and Instagram, and sort of like this big global group of internet friends.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. And so
yeah,
could you
great.
Tell us what exactly you and your team do?
So it's different for all mermaids around the world. But my team and myself, so we are more so on the performing side. So we call ourselves professional mermaids, but we're essentially underwater performers. We do tricks underwater, we're environmental activists, we are children's entertainment, family entertainers, we've done a few bachelor parties. We have a brand new mermaid tank, which we're actually premiering at Winterfest this weekend, actually. So that's our new thing. So we're going to do some more festivals and carols and things like that.
Oh, wow. That sounds fantastic. That's
yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And what sort of environmental work do you guys focus on? Like how are you involved in the conservation and stuff like that?
Yeah. So we're raising money for the reefs, and we go to market quite a fair bit. So face painting, some of that profit goes towards the reefs, the percentage of every party we do. We're hosting something called the Enchanted Winter Ball with our princess performers, and a percentage of that. Gala night is the reef. We also do like ocean cleanup days. This year I'm running Mercon, which has been running for 3 years over in Busselton.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. This year I've put a fundraising competition into it, so we'll see how that goes. And that's for the Australian Marine Conservation Society.
Oh, wow.
So bits of everything.
Yeah, it seems like you're all over the place. That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy. We more so what it is really just educating kids really subtly through entertainment.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely amazing. And was this sort of the career path that you'd always hoped to get involved in? Was this something you always wanted to do from a young age, or is this just something you kind of fell into?
I always wanted to be an actor. I always wanted to be an event manager, always wanted to travel, and I'm doing all three.
Well, yeah, so you're living the dream then.
I'm loving it. I guess my mum once told me that my preschool teachers said that even though I could go to school a year early, they told my mum that I'd probably rather stay in school playing dress up. I guess that haunted me the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'm still doing it. I'm 20. I don't know.
That's incredible, though. It sounds like you're living the dream.
It's a lot of work, and also like a lot of paperwork. It's not a glamorous job.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's actually quite messy.
but still something not really something everyone can wake up and get to do themselves. Not a lot of people get to wake up and put on a mermaid tail, I don't think.
It's a lot of fun.
It looks like a lot of fun. And you mentioned on the website that the tails weigh between 14 and 30 kilos.
Absolutely. So yeah. Ours aren't fabric. They're made out of silicon.
Yeah, okay.
My heaviest tail is 35 kilos. My lightest is 12.
Wow, okay. So has that extra weight ever kind of put you in any danger or anything like that, or is it always all good?
You don't wear one of these tails unless you've had a lot of practice in a fabric tail and you are already a strong swimmer. I don't recommend them for kids, and I definitely don't recommend some of the cheaper tails you can buy on the internet, for especially for children. People do worry about these tails, but they're quite safe, and it's good exercise if you know how to use them and you use them properly.
Yeah, of course. I suppose that's an important aspect, kind of teaching people how to use them correctly.
Yeah, it's not easy, but once you know what you're doing, I'm actually now a better swimmer in my tail than I am with my legs. So if I ever get in a pool just without my tail, I'm like, how am I swimming?
Wow, that's...
because it's essentially got a giant monofin inside of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a 2-foot flipper.
Yeah.
And so it propels you through the water. And me personally, I'm a very buoyant person rather than someone who sinks. So the extra weight actually helped me drag down, essentially.
Yeah, okay. So it just kind of, it assists you in your ability to swim then.
Yeah. For me.
For you personally.
It takes them some time learning how to balance their body weight.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And so could you tell us a little bit about Mercon?
Okay, so Mercon has been, this is the third year running. It is an event for the mermaid community, which has grown majorly in Australia.
It does sound like it's very large, yes.
Yeah, so it's not really for the public. It's really it's an event which is celebrating everyone who just loves this hobby, whether it's a hobby or they're trying to do it as a profession. So all you pirates and mermaids out there, you might have a fabric tail and you just love swimming and you want to find other weirdos who love doing what we do, essentially.
Yeah, wow.
We're a colourful bunch. It's a big internet friends party.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. And it's being held at Manly, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, so this year we're running it in Manly.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds absolutely incredible.
You should come.
Definitely. I was actually looking into it last night.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
Be in contact with me, message me and things, and are tickets available.
Yes, yes.
There's a gala night. We are going to be going on a pirate ship and climbing a rigging and things like that around Sydney Harbour. We're going to do an ocean cleanup. We're getting involved with a lot of the local shops and stalls, and we're also going to be promoting new mermaid vendors, and of course we have our big fundraising competition on the lead up to raise some funds for the race.
Yeah, wow, so it sounds like it's an absolutely incredible event and that you're doing all sorts of different things. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's incredible that you're doing all of this at such a young age as well.
I'm exhausted, but I'm not wasting any time. I always have to have too much going on. I don't know what sleep is, but that's okay.
But that's all right. Keeping yourself busy, that's good.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're so welcome.
It was absolutely incredible to speak with you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You too. Bye.